A new pilot plant at the LSU Ag Center's Audubon Sugar Institute functions much like a sugar mill. But this facility will produce syrup that can be turned into biofuels and biochemicals. LSU Ag Center Vice Chancellor John Russin says the recently commissioned plant will be a centerpiece for research, education, and outreach for the emerging biorefining industry in the Southeast.
It gives Louisiana a foothold in this emerging sector of our economy. We've been engaged in oil and gas for a long time. This puts us on the playing field with the new sector of the bioeconomy for biofuels.
The pilot plant is part of a sustainable bioproducts initiative and is funded as part of a five-year, $17 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The plant will process energy crops such as energy cane and sweet sorghum, extracting sugars from the plants. It will not produce biofuels or biochemicals, but will make the stable syrup available for companies that will. Director of the LSU Ag Center Sustainable Bioproducts Initiative, Vadim Kachurgan.
The beauty of this plant is that it's non-proprietary. It belongs to the state entity, to the public university. And that means that there's no reason for a lot of companies not to come and take some of this syrup or buy some of this syrup to pay for the operating expenses and get it to the good use.
Kachurgan says companies have expressed interest in turning the syrup into gasoline additives and synthetic rubber. The project also encompasses breeding and variety evaluation of the agricultural feedstocks. The plant isn't operating yet, but will soon.
So it will take time to prepare, but we hope to get the first samples by summer and then ship those samples to our partners.
The pilot plant can process between 1 and 2 tons of feedstock an hour. The facility can be scaled up for a commercial mill. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.